This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by HelloFresh. Thanks to HelloFresh.com for supporting us here at WDW Today. Receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code WDW30. That's WDW30. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, December 10th. No, it's not December 10th. It's January 10th, 2018. This is episode 1596 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
Nothing's happened in the world of Walt Disney World. No one's talking about anything. There's no news breaking. It's silent. It's quiet. Not true.
I heard they closed down Epcot. Did you guys hear
true.
That?
True. They've turned it into a giant
hotel.
Hotel.
It's just a
for
big
dogs.
Ball hotel.
Just for
hotel
dogs, though. You have to have a pet.
Petcot.
Yeah, and yeah. to Petcot. Get in That's there, you actually have to do the orange trademark. Level mission space.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a risk.
All of your bags.
I'm never going to get
it. Where do you even fit the bag?
You take your bags to space.
Yeah, well, and all if you your bags dogs. Become barf bags.
Mm. Oh, that's good. Mm.
Well, barf of bags, course. Because you got to bring your dogs, too.
Bark and barf. It's a new...
That's a buffet that that's Logan my, goes to, where you take your dog and you get sick from all the diseases.
We'll see.
That
we went, to, right we went to an Indian buffet at lunch, so who knows? We'll find out a bit
that
later.
That was bark and barf.
You can see my fingers are... my fingers orange. Are orange. All of
I'm
those are.
I'm not even all wrinkled up
Will's
yet.
The only one that doesn't eat like a slob. And didn't
no, I did. I just went and scrubbed.
Oh, see, I still have it. Like, it looks like I killed Chester the Cheeto.
Chester the Cheetah.
Okay.
No.
Cheetah. Chester the Cheeto.
He names all of his Cheetos.
Well, of course, as we let people log on to our Facebook Live broadcast today, we did want to talk today about some of the news that broke that was highly rumored and then finally actually
No spoilers. I turned off my Facebook completely.
So you didn't know what this because Will doesn't know what this is.
No spoilers for me.
Well,
I'm anti-spoiler.
Maybe who knows? Who's got the talking points in front of them?
I do.
Okay, then Terry, why don't you break it down for us? What's going in? This goes into effect on Friday.
If you're listening to that, can we talk about how Will just like brought back Ub Iwerks real quick, like just out of nowhere?
That was George Costanza.
Oh,
they were the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Okay. Now, what is happening in the world of Walt Disney World? Because on Friday, some changes are coming.
Starting this Friday, guests staying in eligible rooms at select Walt Disney Resort hotels, be able to purchase a new theme park extra, is what they're calling it. That includes additional FastPass Plus benefits and preferred viewing opportunities for the nighttime spectaculars, which definitely is going to get Will on board. So for $50 a day, such a bargain.
Per person,
guests staying in eligible rooms who've purchased a 3-day or longer theme park ticket or an annual pass are able to purchase theme park extra to receive the following: 3 additional fast pass selections per day. The arrival windows are limited. 3-day minimum purchase. You have to buy 3 days.
Yes. It seems like they're doing everything for you not to want to do this.
Yes. The ability to reserve 3 additional fast pass selection more than one theme park when a valid park hopper is your ticket. The booking window is 90 days versus the traditional 60 days. And then one preferred viewing location for nighttime spectaculars a day. The availability of each nighttime spectacular is limited. So you can get one a day, but they may not have it for you when it comes time.
Right. And this is if you're pretty much on the club level, right?
With a couple of exceptions. The exceptions are that are not club level. So I'll just list all the club level.
All right.
So Copper Creek, the new cabins, the new DVC cabins. They're going to consider that club level, even though they don't really get club level benefits.
Okay.
Animal Kingdom Lodge, club level. Beach Club, Boardwalk, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, the Poly, the Bungalows at the Poly, the Wilderness Lodge and Yacht Club, all of those club levels. And then the Swan and Dolphin, Presidential Suites, Governor Suites, Parlor Suites, and the Premium Alcove Rooms, whatever those are.
Yeah.
So you have to have 3-day park admission.
Staying
club level.
Essentially club level. Plus $50.
$50 a day.
Per person per day. Again.
Can you do just one day?
No.
No.
You minimum have to of do
3 days.
All day.
Minimum of 3 days.
And it has to be everybody in your party, too.
It does? Okay.
I would assume because it normally, like, the dining plan is everybody.
Yeah, it just gets too insane to break it all up. Have they said how the fast passes are actually going to work? What, you get three additional ones?
Three additional ones.
And it's just available on your app?
A 90-day window,
then?
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. Some people are saying that, you know, they have issues with this. I don't ever have issues with Disney adding a perk. The problem I have with this is it's not, we were talking about this briefly, we discussed it, me and Matt Lott here. It's not really a perk. Mm-mm. If you were staying club level and this is like, was in your package, yes. I'd be kind of like, okay, cool. As I get a perk for doing this, just like you get a DVC membership, you get to go to an exclusive lounge. This is, you get this for paying this already premium that now comes into it. The weird part about it is the additional cost per person per day.
They should have just built it into the room.
Right. Like
no one ever questions Disney jacking up the rates of the hotel rooms.
I don't know, but if it's for a family of four and the hotel rooms are all of a sudden $200 more a night,
I think they'd still sell out.
Especially
if they say you get three extra fast passes.
I'm going to interrupt for 1 second. Hey, they're saying they got no audio on Facebook Live. So I'm just going to say that if you're listening to the podcast, fantastic.
We're not getting podcast audio either. We're just talking to ourselves in a room.
So
I never say room.
Brian said was Grease drinking too much at the soundboard again. Mm. So
we don't let Grease touch the soundboard.
This though is something we'll keep discussing because I don't think it's definitely not an easy sell for me. Where typically these kind of perks are something I'm like, oh yeah, but three extra fast passes, does that affect your day, except for at peak season, really that much? Because really, when you're looking at FastPass Plus, I would say roughly at each park, there's three or four attractions you really need. Like that you're not going to be able to get a rolling one later on.
Right.
You know, like when you're really looking at it, I mean, yes, it does help plan your day. You can schedule more. I would love to be able to do six things guaranteed. Yes, but I'm saying
it's
like
a big deal.
You're going to be able to do those most times.
Maybe.
It's those three that often are the ones that are the ones that you need to go on early.
Yeah.
Get them. After that, it's like, okay, I can get 100 fast passes a day for it's a small world typically. You know, where I can't get them is maybe Space Mountain or maybe the Mine Train. Those are things that...
I agree with that, but it is for park hopper tickets only.
No.
Right?
You get the hopping benefits if you have a hopper. So you can have a...
Mm.
But let's be real. If you're going to say club level...
You probably are hopping.
I think it's only...
It's not too much more.
It's only 50-something maybe.
Heck, well, all I'm saying with that...
Don't quote me. Don't send me emails.
All I'm saying with that is, okay, so... Morning time, we can go to Magic Kingdom. We have three fast passes. Afternoon, we can go to Animal Kingdom, three fast passes. Come back to the Magic Kingdom later on, watch the parades that we have a seat for, potentially.
I like that one. I like this perk. I think it's a cool perk. Yeah. What I don't like is the cost.
That's the problem. It's not really a perk. It's just like you're already at a different level, and then you have to do another charge.
Well, let's just say you have a favorite resort like the Yacht Club. My family, we love the Yacht Club, okay?
Good.
Oh, now I have to be in a dang, what do they call it?
Club level.
Club level,
mm-hmm.
Which on there, it's like $400 more a night.
Yeah, I know. It's an extreme cost switch to go club level at most of these resorts.
Your family of four... $50 a piece per day.
$200 a month.
So now we're at $600 a day. So let's just say we're there for 5 days.
Without your tickets.
$3,000. You know what you can do with $3,000 as far as a Disney experience? Now, I understand there's perks, but you could literally go to every character breakfast that they offer. You could go to every character dinner that they offer. You can even pay the $500 fee to go on the safari at Animal Kingdom where you get to like...
There's a lot of really special experiences.
Exactly right. Yeah. I just don't understand.
I don't get it either. If it was like the Disneyland one that's like $10, maybe.
If money's not a big deal, game on.
And that's kind of...
Why wouldn't you want that?
I feel like that's who this is for, is the people that are going to go and they're just like, just tack it on, you know?
Yeah, because the one thing that people that have money that go to Disney, there's like two things that they're going to say. I hate being in lines.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I hate... having to get to the parade or the fireworks early to get a good spot.
Yeah.
And they're taking care of that for you.
I get it. Like, I think it's a cool perk. Like I said, I think it's a really cool perk.
It's the only way I'm ever going to do Disney again.
Okay.
Is this one. This is all I'm going to do.
Sold.
Hey, I'm actually going to bring people. Stay in my room. What do I care?
Like, if it said, on there, hey, you can book club level, and here's everything you get. And those were listed as the perks. It would be an easier sell for me to do it. I've stayed club level. I've not. Most of the time, I don't get the big deal. I've stayed at the Poly. People love that one. Really, it's a lounge.
Get some free drinks.
Free drinks.
Ish. Free Ish. Drinks.
Yeah, they're free drinks. I mean, free sodas and waters and snacks. And you know, it works out okay. Mm-hmm. I've stayed club level at the Universal Resorts many times, which is not necessarily as expensive.
Those are top-notch experience.
And then I've also stayed at Grand Floridian. So I've stayed a few of them. And most of the time, I don't use the parks that come with it.
I mean, my deal is I really don't I simply don't understand why you wouldn't include this in club level. I've done club level.
With the Orlando. Prices that they already are.
Right.
Yeah, like,
I just add more money onto the cost. I'm even fine with that.
Because you
have to add it on.
Right. It's just,
I feel like they're doing this, though, because they're like, we need more people to stay at club level. Right?
As far as DVC, my perspective is you can hardly ever get Animal Kingdom DVC. Mm. There are 10 club level DVC rooms. And all of them look out at a roof. That is your view from those rooms. So it's twice the points like of a normal room.
Right. For no real benefit.
And literally, I mean, you know, the beautiful like thatched, the straw roof.
Yeah.
That's almost all you see. You might get a glimpse of an air conditioning unit. They are right there center. You get, I mean, I was telling Matt in the hallway before as we were walking in here to record, it's like you get basically the same like, not even the same breakfast that I get at like a Holiday Inn Express.
No, it's like a very much a
you get like
pastries and
there's pastries and then some hard boiled eggs. They don't even have the cinnamon rolls that Holiday Inn Express has.
No, it's not a breakfast by any means. It's more like a like
they
said,
do like
a
an upgraded like there's like an hour and a half at night where they do upscale hors d'oeuvres that changes to desserts.
Yeah, and I've done that during fireworks at the Contemporary, though they're not Contemporary at I'm sorry, it's Polynesian. Mm-hmm. Even though there's decent reflection in the Poly, they need to turn those lights down more.
Speaking of DVC, though, Matt Lott sent us a text message earlier today. You got to hear these point differentials.
The point differential is pretty extreme.
Is it staying at club level?
Yes. Yeah.
Is this from Mama Lott?
This is from my mom, the ultimate planner for me. Points for standard studio at Animal Kingdom Lodge are 11 points for Sunday to Thursday, 13 for Friday and Saturday. Club level studio, there are it's 19 for Sunday to Thursday, 22 for Friday and Saturday. So
an average of about 9 more points.
Almost double.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it just screams, not worth it.
For the opportunity to buy
Fast passes.
Right.
Right.
To pay that's, money.
Yeah,
that
just
is
the opportunity.
Kicker,
man. That is such the kicker. It's like joining a club and then being like, you now have the opportunity to purchase this.
Yes.
It's insane. I really don't like it. I think that I like the perk idea. Heck, like you said, if I stay club level again in my life, which as of now, I don't really plan on it.
Well, you stay off-site so much.
I stay off-site. So if I stayed on club level and made that splurge, would I maybe do it? Maybe.
Logan, let me
ask
you this.
Just because at that point, I'm dropping so much.
Right.
What do I care? But I also just don't see myself doing that. Now, if they said it is 6 fast passes or unlimited fast passes, something stupid, plus a reserve for the nighttime stuff, I'd go, okay, this at least is a real... That's what I like about it, is it's a legitimate perk to staying club level. Mm-hmm. It is a perk that is exclusive. There's exclusivity to it. It's not you just get some pastries and some orange juice. What I hate about it is this... Because for me, with 5 people in my family,
right,
that's an extra hotel room a night, and I just don't see, again, the benefit of it. Just because the way FastPass Plus rolls out, it doesn't. If I'm thinking about each park individually, mm-hmm. there's just not enough. And have they said, are they tiered? Are they unlimited? Like, because
it takes the tiers away
for all 6.
For all,
or for the additional 3.
You can't actually book a second. You can't say book 6 Space Mountain ones.
But no, I meant like, but I could say I want,
you can't
Magic, Magic Kingdom is unrestricted anyway. But for the other parks that have the Epcot, it's Frozen and
yeah, or Animal
Soarin',
Kingdom.
And Animal Kingdom has that too, where it's Pandora Rides and Everest, and it's not, you know, I don't know, Finding Nemo the Musical.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it lifts those or not. If it lifts that, maybe a little bit more, because then you're able to knock out sort of make sure you knock out the high tier ones. Mm-hmm. God, I just don't see,
Yeah.
When the cost of a ticket is close to half of this price, You know, here's what I'm saying. It's like a cost to go to a park for a day, roughly still in the $100 range, 100 to 99 to 120, whatever it is, 100 and peak season, a little bit more. When you start talking about 50% additional for, after you've already shelled out all this money, I think that is the main thing. It just doesn't make, I get, because they're probably, it almost seems like they don't want you to do this. They're like, don't do it. We'll give it to you. We're going to give you the option. You don't want it.
Yeah.
You go to the frozen dessert party instead.
It just, and I don't understand it. It's like you're saying, it's not a perk. This isn't really a perk. This is an opportunity Christy for a just perk. Said, it's not it, worth it.
Right. It's so easy to get 10 plus fast passes a day without being club level. And that's kind of what I'm saying too, is that may be a little extreme, 10 or more, depending on your family. Obviously, if I'm there, just my wife and going from the morning to night, absolutely. But it's not like you ever join there. I mean, other than on big holidays where there's nothing available. Usually you can get on a fast pass on something. It may not be something you really want to do, but that's the problem. Again, is like, let's say you get 6 fast passes. Like, you can't break that down. Magic Kingdom, what you got, things that you're going to wait in lines for. Peter Pan, Space Mountain, maybe Splash.
Maybe Thunder Mountain.
Maybe Big Thunder. And what's after that? Like, obviously, there's Mansion and Pirates and all those rides.
Well, the Mine Train.
Mine Train.
Right now.
So, I mean, that would be a heck of a day if you could pull that off. So, you know, I'm not saying it's not awesome to have 6.
Right.
I just think it's a bit pricey.
Yeah, agree.
What do you guys think watching online? A bunch of people are watching. Tell us what you think.
A one-bedroom club level, a one-bedroom suite at Animal Kingdom Lodge the last week of February is about $1,300 a night. So I'm trying to...
Right.
Where are the Contemporary?
At the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is going to be the cheapest.
Which is a moderate.
Which is... It's not a moderate, but it's definitely one of...
I thought the Animal Kingdom Lodge was a moderate. No,
it's not moderate. It's one of the cheaper deluxes, which is kind of surprising with all of the... Just for perspective, I'm trying to get some perspective on what kind of cost you're already looking at a night.
Family of 4 for me with an infant. So really, 3. You're looking at paying $6,700 for 5 days.
What's the big deal?
I'm just saying, look, I could go to the beach club and be done.
Or you could buy your wife a Kia.
That's
true.
You could lease one. I would know.
That's a solid lease.
As a solid Kia leaser,
you're a qualified lessee.
That's about the same price as 3 years of my car.
But I mean, that's standard view club level at the yacht club. That's not, if you want a view of the pool, add 500 more to that.
Mm.
What's the one that's 13?
Oh, that's one of those alcove rooms. So a 2-bedroom suite club level access is going to be $14,555 for a family of 4.
A Honda. We've gone from a Kia to a Honda.
Let's get it up to an Acura.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Can we get a Lexus? Can I get a Lexus? Amen.
Man, it seems really cool. And
what if you take one of them bungalows?
You really start breaking it down price-wise, and it is just not... You know, it's not even conceivable. Like, for my family, completely inconceivable for this to ever happen.
For a week, family of 4, if you were to tell me that for $5,700, you get perk, and it's just one flat fee.
Right. Yeah, I feel like the marketing of it is poor because... You see it as you're nickel and diming me almost. You're adding more things.
Yeah.
But if they just presented it as, here's a package when you stay on club level, and it's expensive, but you stay for 3 days. They offer a 3-day and a 5-day package that you buy that includes these perks. And they just give you the bottom line number.
Yeah, bottom line number.
And it's expensive, but if you're going to splurge and you're going on this trip, I feel like more people would be... If not, like, I'm going to do it, just probably wouldn't bat an eye. Be like, okay, they're offering these vacation packages that have some perks. But instead, they're like, really? You're doing those add-ons to the already expensive rooms? I feel, I don't know. I'm with you guys. I know I'm joking around here what's the big deal?
Well, the difference
it's a
in
lot
price
of money,
from
but
standard...
the fact of them showing you what the cost is and making you elect to do that, I feel like is where they've... missed an opportunity to not get backlash from
how much value would a regular room be?
Regular room, standard view, is going to be about $4,500. So for about $1,200 to $1,300 more, you get the club access. Now, for that $1,300
plus the $1,400 it would cost for a family of four, 7 days for this new perk.
Oh well, this is 5 days. I did 5 days, so it's actually $1,000.
Thousand, yeah.
So now, if you were to tell me for that $1,300 value difference that you're getting extra fast passes for 5 days. You're getting the preferred seating.
There's something there for that. Something
I mean,
throw in the oatmeal at breakfast.
You'd very much you'd at least
select
consider
button. I'm gonna hit. You know, like that's the thing.
It's just that it is this weird add-on.
Right.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. While we take this break, if you're watching on Facebook Live, which I encourage you all to go like our Facebook page, WDW Today, get your comments in about this. I want to hear what your thoughts. But as we take a break, speaking of value. Let's talk about who we've teamed up with, and that's our friends at HelloFresh, and they are offering, I always say it that way, HelloFresh.
Hello!
I don't know if that's how you're supposed to say but I like saying it that way. Teamed up with HelloFresh, and they are offering everyone in our audience $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use their offer code WDW30. You get to choose your delivery day, and that helps with us. You choose your delivery day, and it works for you, and you can pause for weeks when you're out of town. It's great. They offer a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. They have classic, veggie, family, a lot of different options. I've really enjoyed the meals they've sent to me, especially that burger we've talked about oh so many times. You won't spend all night in the kitchen, and that's something that's also important to my family is, you know, after work, we only have a limited amount of time before my young kids end up going to sleep. So I want to make sure we're not spending too much time working, and we get to actually enjoy our family time. So you won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes, and each week there's even a 20-minute meal on the classic menus. That saves you 10 minutes.
It's
what
amazing.
It does do, though, it is awesome.
It takes the guessing out of what you're doing for dinner. It's healthy and it's economical. That's why I love HelloFresh and we still use it today.
And with that speed, you also get to remember that the excitement of cooking becomes something. It's something that becomes more fun. For someone like me who's not necessarily a cook, who's not going to go and measure everything out, everything comes perfectly measured.
And it's pretty.
It is
You
pretty.
Get to take pictures of it.
Yeah, you Instagram all of that.
Yeah.
Feel confident with your simple recipes. Outline on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. And Grease and I need those pictures.
Tag us.
I meant the instruction card. So we know what we're doing.
Oh, I thought you meant like the pictures of people like Hella posting their meals.
No, I think that'd be great too.
You want the instruction on how to cut a piece of chicken in half.
Exactly.
Grease, why is like every picture that you're tagged in just food?
Yeah.
Real pretty food.
Very nice. Your brand is changing.
You have a food stylist come to the house before you take
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
A food stylist?
You have a food stylist?
No,
all right, hold on. Let's wrap up this ad, then we're going back to food stylist. Look forward to your weekly HelloFresh box delivery, knowing dinner just got that much easier. And here you go. Go to HelloFresh.com. Use the code WDW30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Again, HelloFresh.com. Use the code WDW30. And you'll get $30 off your first week of deliveries. All right. Thanks, HelloFresh. What is this now? Because I'm going to go back to Disney and I'm getting pulling up all these comments, but as I do that.
So a food stylist is somebody when, like, since the Grease is here, I'll use Waffle House as an example.
Okay.
Whoa. When you see that beautiful picture of scattered, smothered, and covered in Waffle House, someone has enhanced that picture probably with extra, like, they've sprayed it. They've colored the food.
Oh, yeah. Well,
before the photographer shoots it.
Yeah.
There's a legitimate, like, there are people that's their job. They're basically stylists for food.
I thought it was a personal thing.
I thought, like somebody would come over to your house
and
before you ate it.
Like, after you've cooked it. Like, you've cooked it, and then they're like, okay, hold on, we're going to make this a little bit better.
10 minutes.
Drizzle.
Speaking of money not being an object.
They're changing the lighting. Like, they're changing the lighting in your room, and then you're walking in here like, oh, my god,
that is the new.
That's like we saw Jimmy Buffett the other day at New Year's, and he did their song on Gypsies in the Palace, popular song. And he's like, I'm going to tell the story. You know, I have a house out in Aspen that I never use, and my house manager out there, he stole my Porsche of when you never use, and he wrecked it into a ditch. And it's like, this is a story about that. I'm like, well, this song became a lot less relatable. Like, there's like six things in there that it's are like true. My extra Porsche in my house that I never visit in Aspen.
My house manager.
Yeah, your house.
He said that, and it was like everybody in the stadium kind of looked at each other. Like, house manager.
Yeah, I got one of them too, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm my
and
own
I told him,
house
like
manager.
That song was always like a fun song to me, and then now it's like. Now that I know it, this is what this song is, and he wrote it with Glenn Frey of the Eagles. And I was like, so you guys are just hanging, be like, you know what, Stakes? when your house manager steals your extra Porsche.
He steals your extra
Porsche. You don't even know what to do, man. All right, let's take some of these comments that are related to this. A lot of people are putting things about some food stylists. I'm trying to like go through these.
Patrick Watts is just hired one, I think.
Chris brought up a good point. He said, with all the extra perks they're offering at the Good Neighbor hotels now, it isn't even worth it to stay on property. Oof. That is something we've talked about, is that those Good Neighbor hotels, I guess is what you call them, the ones that are around Downtown Disney, a lot of them,
I call them, I call them the State Farm hotels.
Reedy Creek, not Reedy Creek. What are those called? What are they called? The ones by like the Hilton?
Disney Springs.
No.
Yes, I know where you're talking.
The Rhodes.
Someone's going to say it. It's not Reedy Creek.
It's the Hilton.
Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, they're all right
there. That area is called?
Well, that's Bonnet Creek. But those aren't.
They're not included?
I don't think so.
So what's included? We don't know. We need to look up this one. But a lot
it's
of
like the B Resort. There's like three Hiltons right there.
And they're getting now extra magic hours, right? And transportation. Is that what it is? There's some added perks. So that's an interesting comment there, Chris. We'll try to like clear up exactly.
Hilton Orlando, Bonnet Creek, Waldorf Astoria, Orlando, Wyndham, Bonnet Creek Resort. Yeah.
Carrie said, I personally don't think this is fair to people who don't have as much money and save up for years to go to the parks and now will have a worse experience because they don't have as much money. I don't personally think this is one, you're never going to like get away with perks are the new thing, the add-ons at Disney. That's not going away. I don't know how this makes your experience worse. I understand
also, because
better.
Of how limited they're saying it is, too, that there's a good chance you're not going to get it even if you want.
It's not going to be a lot of people.
I disagree. You are literally doubling fast passes for people on club level.
Yeah, but that's such a limited amount of people that are going to the
parks. It's not
going to
be 10,000 people doubling their fast passes.
The only time I see this being a big, like it actually making a dent. No. Like let's talk about when the Star Wars park opens and when Toy Story Land opens. Then I wonder if people would be more inclined to jump on a deal like this, because then you're getting extra fast passes to these brand new parks where we all know the wait times are going to be 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
6 hours? Days.
That's true.
Tony said, well, I certainly don't spend $7,000 plus per trip to Walt Disney World. We don't stay club level. Do you think the guests that can afford it and choose to won't balk at the $200 a day? You know, it's not, to me, it's not about that. Do I think that if you're booking club level at that point, you're going to care? Probably not. That doesn't bother me whatsoever. I just think this is a weird thing to make, not just as a rolled-in cost to your park. Because so it's a cool thing.
The official list of the Disney Springs extra magic hours and the extra perks. B Resort and Spa, Best Western Lake Buena Vista, Doubletree Suites by Hilton, Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace, Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, Orlando Holiday Inn, and the Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista. They're located on Hotel Plaza Boulevard and Buena Vista Drive near Disney Springs. So it doesn't list the ones, it doesn't list the Waldorf.
Interesting.
Because those people are like part of a...
those people.
They get their own bus. They get a special. They've conglomerated together, so they're like one.
Yeah, it's the same company. I think Hilton Waldorf are they the same company? I think maybe
Hilton and Waldorf are the same company. But those two are the Wyndham, the Hilton, and those are in the Bonnet Creek Resort area. They weren't listed in this list.
So I've been thinking. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It never is.
But here's the deal. I'm trying to figure out the audience. Customers, whatever you want to call them, of who's going to go after this. Number one, I don't think that someone that doesn't get club level is inclined to go and get club level because of this perk. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
it's not going to boost sales. It's not going to
make you go,
oh,
I want to do this. Mm-hmm. It makes you go, if you're already going
to
book club level.
It's literally trying to pull an extra $1,000 to whatever out of people's pockets that are already doing club level.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah. Well, but here's also a question, though. Is it a...
And Disney's just hoping?
No. See, my question is it more of a experiment, a business experiment, which they can relate into other things? So I feel like a lot of times we look at the new perk offerings or things that they do, and we're like, kind of like scratching our heads. Like, why did they do that? Why are they trying to nickel and dime? Why are they trying to get an extra $1,000 here and an extra $1,000 there? They're a huge corporation. They just bought, you know, the 20th Century Fox movie side. And why are they looking at those things? But is it people in the business strategy division that are like, here's a fairly safe constituency that we can test something like this on, which we can get data points to use for other perks offering at different levels.
That's a good point.
But other than the community that's paying attention and listening to this show,
most, like we've all just said, most of us aren't staying on club level as it is.
Right.
So this really doesn't affect us. So at the end of the day, we're saying, oh, look at Disney doing this. But are they really just trying to get data points to know where they can offer other things to other people without just saying, because I think it would make people more upset if they just opened the floodgates on this.
Right. Patrick said he feels like it's a test. This is Patrick on Facebook, to see if it tests if people will pay for more fast passes. So, I mean, that's interesting.
Right. Brad and said he's about said to pay $70. It's kind of like the dogs in the rooms thing.
Yeah, or it's like that. It's like the after-hours events saying if you're going to maybe pay for extra magic hours. Brad just said he's paying $70 for 1 hour of rides in the Magic Kingdom, extra morning magic. That's $70 for three fast passes, figuratively. So, meaning the necessity for those who can't afford $1,000 a night at the Contemporary. Yeah, again, I'm not like bashing this as a perk. I think it's a cool perk. I just wish it was actually a perk. And I think that's the main complaint that I have for it. I actually don't mind them rolling out all these extra things. The evening thing, a lot of people won't do it because they're going to charge for extra magic hours. It may get to that point. Well, hey, they're charging for extra fast passes at Disneyland. Not saying this thing is impossible.
But $10.
That's going back to what I'm saying, though, is that we're viewing this as, oh, man, I wish this was a perk. But I don't think that they're even thinking about it as a perk. I think that it's legitimately a experiment, a test to get data, business data, to see what types of real perks they could offer for money.
So do you think 2,000 people a day do this? I think so.
Are there 2,000 club level rooms?
That's the other thing. One, we don't know how many club level rooms there are.
There's definitely 1,000 club level rooms, I'd say, and there's more than usually one person.
On top of that, though, it says it's based on availability, it's limited. I don't think every club level room would even be able to purchase this. That's why I think it is very much a data experiment. That I don't think, and it doesn't say if you're in a club level room, you have access to do this, guaranteed. It says based on availability.
So this is,
and it may not be available for you.
This
is part
of the process, not the end result.
I think we all need to go try it out, don't you guys?
Tomorrow.
I'm saying, if 2,000 people do this, it's $100,000 a day, which translates into $36.5 million a year.
Gotta check your math on that.
I did.
What'd you do?
Calculator.
$36.5 million.
So
it's $50 a day times 2,000 people.
Yes. $100,000 times 365.
Legit.
$36.5 million.
Yeah. He did the math right.
So
folks. It's the grease that you got to check.
All I'm saying is that, yes, can this be a data scrape kind of situation? Are they trying to get data? Sure. But it's also $36.5 million. I mean,
yeah, but I agree with Will. Then you make more money when you take this thing and you make it like a package and you distill it down to something that the more common populace or whatever is going to be able to.
Right.
Utilize.
I don't know that they're offering 2,000 of these a day.
I don't think you can dummy that down though, because I mean,
you can.
Yes, I mean, I guess you could at the very least start selling individual fast passes for $15 a piece to the general public. That might be a thing.
So,
would you do that?
Well, at Universal,
because that's $5 less
at Universal.
What's it cost?
Yeah.
Well, if you stay on property on one of the three major resorts, if you stay on the discount, you get unlimited fast passes.
But if I stay Cabana Bay,
if you just bought it, it shifts per day. So let me look it up. Unlimited pass, it depends on, again, if you do two parks, it's about $84 a day for two parks. It's unlimited. That's unlimited Universal Express. That's not the traditional Express. If you do the traditional, which is just one time per ride, so it is $64 a day for two park.
Which the difference between that is be like, if you do the $84 one, you don't need fast passes. You just walk into every fast pass line you want to.
And you can, with the $84 one, you can do it unlimited times.
Yeah.
So if you do the other one, you can do each attraction once. Typically, when I'm not staying on property at Universal for these kind of perks, I'll do it because it is a pretty decent value for time, especially now that the Potter attractions are included.
You and I were able to do both parks, everything, multiple times we wanted. I think I rode Spider-Man 7 times.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing. It's not unreasonable. If they just said, hey, it's $80 a day and it's extra and you get unlimited fast passes, I don't think I'd be balking at that. I don't think I'd have a problem with that. It's this weird add-on perk thing that I don't love. I don't love it from a way you pitch those rooms.
Yeah.
Again, if you just rolled in that $50 a day per person, I probably, if you're paying for that much, would you?
Right.
Well, God, it's
I'm totally with you. This isn't a perk. More, this is the opportunity for a perk.
Right.
That's
the
separation.
It'd be the difference of buying DVC at resale and not getting those perks, or going and knowing you're going to pay full bore and go and get all the perks.
But the perk also kind of ceases to
exist. 700, if Patrick is correct, by the way, about 700 club level rooms on property. 70 per resort.
So if again, if you have 700 rooms.
If that's wrong, you yell at Patrick Watts. You send him
Say there's an average of 3 people per reservation. So couple and one child. So let's do that times 3. That's 2,100. That's right at what?
Right agrees his numbers.
No.
He would have done 2,000?
Yes. No, that's right. He did 2,000 and then times the $50 a day. 105,000. It's even more money. You were wrong, Grease.
We'll know more as things roll out.
Hey, and if anybody's got an question, extra...
Look, we try to research stuff. If I stay on club level, I'll certainly try it out for a couple of days just to try it.
I've got a meeting in Orlando next Thursday.
Unless it's six of us, and then that'll be a problem. If it's just me, okay, I'll suffer the $200 extra. But if it is me, my wife, my 3 kids... our cousin, our uncle, our niece. Like, if it's your party, think about that. Think about it. How much is that per day if it's just your party from last time?
You do that math. No, I have a question for everybody here.
I'm not even going to do it.
I have a question for everybody. If you're on the app, right?
You're on a calculator.
You've done,
calculator. You're on this calculator.
My Disney calculator.
Did you know you could delete on the calculator?
If you're on the My Disney Experience app, right? You have cashed out your 3 fast passes, okay?
Uh-huh.
You have gone to get your other one, okay? Yeah. There's a select amount of time, or there's not any left available. However, right underneath it, it says for $15, you can purchase a fast pass for this attraction that's redeemable anytime.
Immediately.
How many people would click a dang button on this?
Yeah.
Thing?
Everyone. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So take that. Okay. So that's $15 times 3 fast passes. That's $45. So essentially, now they can pack in an added value of $5. For you to have a reserved seat for fireworks or a parade or whatever. I feel like Will is right. This is an experiment. However, I would see that eventually it's going to hit like the app and just a la carte. Like, and you can do it for an individual too.
So back like the old days. Because I used to be. Used to pay like for tickets. And you'd do tickets to each attraction.
Like a carnival.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and throw this out to you, okay?
Please
family
do.
Of 4. 2 kids that need a nap. They're exhausted by 3 p.m.,
priceless.
Right? By 3 p.m., a lot of fast passes for the biggest attractions are gone. Mm-hmm. They're already out, right? So we go back to the resort. And with that situation, all I have to do is go into the resort, fast pass Space Mountain, fast pass Splash Mountain, do those 2 rides, go back, or leave my wife. She comes back in for $30. She can ride the 2 rides she wants to ride back, come back, kids wake up for nap. Like, that's amazing. I think that's awesome.
Well, it's a great, but this is just an idea.
This is an idea.
Your idea.
But I feel like, but
it does sound awesome, but it's not, it doesn't
it
exist.
Is not, no, best thing Disney ever came up with.
But here's the deal.
This is the problem.
Everybody can take the green.
This isn't even a rumor.
No, it's awesome.
But here's the deal. It's naive for me to sit there and be upset about $50 more per person.
Well, but.
When literally I'm willing to do 45.
But you're forgetting. You're saying $50 per person that has already paid all of this other money.
Well, but in my situation, you're in the park.
In this hypothetical, I'm not even hypothetical. If you're hypothetical, I'm in.
Yeah.
But, so for the good of experiment, I have a meeting in Orlando next Thursday. If you've got the extra money.
How many times have you said that? Are you going to ask people for money for this?
I'll experiment for you. Oh my gosh.
We're trying to keep it tight and not have to edit stuff out.
Terry has a GoFundMe page.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Terry's
I'm totally kidding.
Go to terrysclublevel.com. Actually, don't. I don't know what that's there.
Don't do it.
I think that's going to wrap it up.
No one owns that.
Good. All right. I think that's a great place to end. That'll do it for this week on WDW Today. And we'll talk to you next week. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm The Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.